Major projects around power plant construction and wind tunnel. In March 1938, General Field Marshal Göring announced a development program for Austria, which included harnessing hydropower through the construction of power plants. These plants were crucial for supplying electricity to the German Reich. Several projects were planned in the Ötztal. For example, an 8-kilometer-long reservoir was to be built near Lengenfeld. But the project was abandoned due to unstable ground conditions. The Ötz Group project envisioned 5 large reservoirs in the high mountains. However, due to wartime, material shortages and delays, these projects were never completed. 2 major projects were pursued until the very end. The first was the construction of a reservoir along the Nederbach from Kütei to Ötz, including a power plant, the Stuben Dam. The electricity from this reservoir was urgently needed for the armament industry. The second was a state-of-the-art wind tunnel planned for German Luftwaffe aviation research. The Reich Ministry of Aviation aimed to overcome Germany's technological lag in aviation compared to the Allies. This large wind tunnel was intended not only to support the development of modern aircraft and engines, but also to help Germany gain an advantage in air warfare. Later, the wind tunnel project was codenamed Zitteraal, Electric Eel, while its official wartime cover name was simply Baustelle Inn, in construction site. In early June 1941, the power plant company began setting up labor camps, one in the fields south of Heiming, one on the Amberg, and another one in Schlatt, above the village of Ötzerau. Around 4,000 people had to live under harsh conditions in these camps and work on the construction sites. All work ceased on May 5, 1945.